Monday, October 9th. Big question this morning arising from a top secret cable from Henry saying that there was some progress at the session in Paris, but it was imperative to have Rogers avoid any reference to Vietnam in his press conference. I talked that over with the president and with Rogers, who's agreed that I should tell Rogers there is some movement, so we have to play things the other way now, and he should say he will not comment on anything at all. Rogers then came back with the point that he would only repeat what the president said about the negotiations being in the sensitive stage, and might add the point that he's certain that this is no time for talk about throwing in the towel. He said he could do nothing, refer only to the president, or bring in the latter point. I raised that with the president, and he felt that on balance, Rogers should cancel the press conference, that there's too much at stake at the moment. He should wait and follow McGovern, because there's nothing he could say now that might not be harmful, and the danger is too great. We got into quite a bit on schedule today as the president came back from Camp David, all charged up with the view that McGovern's getting his big crowd today, October 9th. Point that the president felt McGovern was getting the big crowd build up, and we're getting the press on this being the dullest campaign in history, and that therefore maybe he should add a little bit more to his schedule. For instance, Pennsylvania, either Pittsburgh or Philadelphia. We should look into possible additions, especially if Congress does get out on the 14th. He feels we can't go through the whole week next week with nothing on the schedule. In the office, we need one public event each day, then concentrate on the campaign the rest of the time, drop the odds and ends, and eliminate the make work. Put Stein, Ehrlichman, Weinberger, Train, and people like that in for half-hour appointments. But the president, on the other side, feels he would like to get out and see people, get some excitement and some movement. Also that he should do one more office press conference and diffuse the hiding idea. Find an event, maybe, in Philadelphia, so he'd have a basis to go in next week. Add a day at the end on the last week also. Consider doing something this Saturday. For Pennsylvania, maybe a motorcade in the morning in the Philadelphia area, and then Pittsburgh in the afternoon. He should not overlook any of the big states. We should go back to considering Massachusetts, what we can do there. Also Wisconsin. Then he wants to do his farm speech from Ohio in one of the small towns on the motorcade route. I reviewed all these ideas with the political meeting. They all disagree completely, feel that the only result of his being out campaigning would be to stir up interest and thus turn Democrats around and back to the Democrat, and also force the reluctant Democrats to vote. Colson, for example, feels the only way we'll lose Massachusetts is if we go in and campaign there. And the worst appearance we can make is this eager searching for the mandate. McGregor argues that he should make a few pitches on the importance of voting, but he can do that at the regional meetings and doesn't have to add to the campaigning to do it. Colson worked on him a little after lunch, and then I got in, and we agreed that we'd hang with the schedule as presently planned. The president bought the recommendation not to go further. He said to get the message to Kissinger that if the question comes up at all, Kissinger should come back here. He's adamantly opposed to Henry going on to Saigon and Hanoi from Paris. He wants him to come back to Washington for a progress report first. He also told me to have Kennedy get a progress report to date for him this evening. Henry apparently feels he is making some progress. Talked to Conley today. He's still in Texas, but on his way to California to do his taping this evening, and then we'll be out there the rest of the week campaigning. He feels the president should stay positive, strong, and firm in his approach. That the radio speech was very good. The tide is still running strong. We should stay on the line. Don't get out and campaign, even though he does need to stir up his own troops. And don't fall for the pressure from candidates. He had some advice to Tower that he should paint Sanders as a crony of Ramsey Clarkson in bed with Jane Fonda and McGovern and make the people afraid of Sanders. He says that Tower's problem is not Sanders, it's Tower himself, and the fact that he's an incumbent, which is this year in Texas a problem. Had a discussion with Ziegler on how to take the line as far as endorsing candidates. The president told him to say that as the leader of the party, the president supports the candidates of his party, but he's not going to campaign in any individual contest, and under no circumstances will he actively oppose those Democrats who have been strong supporters of his policies. He will not campaign or comment on any individual, and he will follow the policy that the several members of the House and of the Senate who have strongly supported him in defense and foreign policy, he will definitely not oppose. He was very disturbed by the drafts of letters to the candidates that we had from the speech team and also the telegram to Nixon supporters, and dictated some other material and had me shoot those back to Ray Price. End of October 9th.